The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Jess, just put your headphones
on. Just put them on.
Sorry.
God. Stop being so weird about it.
Could you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
She waits until the song ends to get her headphones on and the mic in position, and she's like,
just put them on.
She's crouched over really weird, trying to be quiet. Just get it over with.
Okay, thank you.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Greg.
And I'm Jess.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Never been up this early, but the reason why I'm this up early is for my mother's colonoscopy. I'm gonna take her to get it done and then see how loopy she is later on in the day. All right, guys, take care.
I hope you're waiting out in the car.
He sounds like the loopy one right there. A little bit. Words were a little jumbled.
They were.
That's right, but he's never been up this early before. It's very early.
Well, and we appreciate you thinking of us.
Yes.
To leave that talk back.
Hope you're thinking good thoughts for mom.
But hopefully you don't have to go into the office. Heard those offices stink.
Do they really?
Someone had to go in for one.
By someone, do you mean you?
No.
Oh.
No. I think it might have been JV and he talked about this. Is this ringing a bell, Graham?
No.
Then I hope I'm not making this up.
I'm sure he did, but I don't know that. I don't know that it's a universal claim that you can make about those offices. Okay, but if you work at one, leave us a talk about. Let us know about the stink, please.
I've just heard.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a story where like it was stinking.
Got it.
Up in there.
That would make sense.
Graham, you had kind of a crazy day yesterday.
Yeah, scary injury in the Herbert household yesterday. We got a call from the school nurse saying that my son's eye had been injured in a scissors accident. And
a scissor accident? Oh no!
Like, so obviously very worried because they said he's in the nurse's office. They've bandaged him up. He's got an eye patch on right now.
Oh my God!
Can you come and pick him up? He says he can't. He's in too much pain to continue the rest of the day, the school day. I'm like, dang it! This was going to be my 20-minute nap, but okay. So I raced down there only to discover that yes, my son's in the nurse's office with his eye patch on, but he didn't get poked with the sharp end of the scissors. He got hit with the handle end of the scissors.
Oh, my God.
Somehow.
Hey, that still hurts.
I'm sure it still hurt.
Yeah, but you can't call that a scissor injury.
You don't have to put an eye patch on it and get me freaked out that I'm going to be picking this kid's eyeball off the ground. Instead, he got bunked with the handle of the scissors. And then I think because he was being so dramatic about it, and then he was on the ground in pain holding his eye, that then they, you know, the school nurse puts an eye patch on him.
To make the boo-boo feel better.
Right. But then so I get there. I'm like, hey, how's the eye? He's like, oh, it hurts. And he's acting like, you know, he's in incredible pain. So I sign him out of the nurse's office. We walk out of there. I'm like, well, might as well just stay around here for an extra half hour or whatever until the school day's over and we'll pick up your sister so we can go home so I don't have to drive back and forth. And so we sat at the park across the street and he wants to run off and play on that. And I was like, wait, whoa. Yeah, I had
You're
to come
hurt.
All the way down here and pick you up. You can't be running and now going playing on the monkey bars with your eye patch on. One, it looks ridiculous. So let's take that thing off. And he's like, I can't take it off. It hurts too bad. Okay, well then
sit your butt down. No playing. You're in pain.
Park it over here. And I was like, let me just see it. I need to see it so I know what I'm dealing with here. You know, what level of injury is this? No. He wouldn't let me take the eye patch off. Later when we finally get home, and later in the afternoon, and I was like, hey, you got a baseball game tonight. We had Little League last night. I was like, you're not going to be able to play the game with an eye patch on, and you're not missing the game. You're playing. So we finally peel off the eye patch. There's not a mark. There's not a bruise. There's not a nothing. The eye is perfectly normal. He's like, well, it's really sensitive to the light. I'm like, yeah, because you've been wearing an eye patch. You've been in the dead eye's been in the dark for the last 4 hours. So just give it a second, blink it out, you'll be fine. And he was totally normal.
He's
the
good
problem
to go
was
today.
That time, you know, leaving the school and at the park. Every kid, every parent walks by because he's got the eye patch on. What happened? You know, everyone wants to know. Hey, what happened? And of course, my son's like, I got hit in the eye with some scissors. And then I have to launch into the full story because then they're like, oh my God.
Is your eyeball still there? Do you have it
there? Everyone's worried. I'm like, no, we got hit with the handle end of the scissors, not the sharp side. Don't worry.
And then they just saw you yelling a couple seconds ago. So now they're blaming dad.
Yeah.
I know. Every 2 seconds. What happened to your eye, Ford? What happened? I got hit in the eye with some scissors. I'm like, no, that's not
so
what it,
bad.
It sounded
like
it sounded awful. It was nothing. There wasn't a scratch on his eyeball. Nothing. He's totally fine.
That's kids for you. I love that. Yeah. I love that for you, Graham.
He went 3 for 3 at the baseball game last night, nice. So clearly the vision not affected. He's hitting the ball well.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Bro.
What?
Lyle and Eric Menendez, who've been serving life sentences since 1990 for, obviously, the murder of their parents.
Yep.
One step closer to going free, a judge just resentenced them from life to 50 years, which means technically they should be eligible for parole. So the next step is a hearing June 13th with the parole board. If they are granted parole and Governor Gavin Newsom signs off on it, they are free.
Oh.
Crazy. Thoughts, really quick?
I'm here for it.
Here for it?
Yeah.
Jess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
Gypsy Roses out there.
All right, with the Warriors season hanging in the balance, Steph Curry has officially been ruled out of tonight's playoff game against the Timberwolves. He's still nursing a hamstring injury he suffered in game one. The Warriors are currently down 3-1, so Jimmy Butler and Draymond are going to have to find a way to get a win without Curry, or it is season over. Tonight's game tips off at 6:30.
Yeah. Today, you're waking up to patchy fog and low clouds, but we will still have plenty of sunshine in the afternoon. Temperatures are starting to go back up. Highs will be in the upper 60s to mid 70s.
Did Jess say anything about any rain yesterday? Because it did rain on me yesterday, and she said nothing about that. I got no mention of that, and there was
what
some
day
rain.
Was yesterday? Tuesday?
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting.
Thank you. Thanks for the heads up. Hey, Sagittarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Beware that a fascination with something or someone exciting may fade quickly. Think carefully before committing precious resources, whether it be your money or your heart.
Oh.
You've been warned.
Major warning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. Happy Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Jess, can you tell everyone what we have at 8:20 this morning?
We have tickets for Kali Uchis.
Cool.
She announced her tour, and I'm really excited about this, you guys. She has a new album out, by the way, as well.
Nice. So this is like the accompanying,
yes,
accompanying
the tour.
Tour for that. So 8:20 this morning, we'll be hooking you up.
Oof, what that word was.
I don't
was.
Know what that was either.
I think we might have had to bleep
Excuse
that.
Excuse me. All right. Something we do every Wednesday. It's our cool or not list. Can I throw something out first?
Sure.
Cool or not, the most expensive drink you can make on the Starbucks app costs almost $45.
For one single drink.
For one drink.
What's in it?
I'm glad you asked that, Graham. So you're going to start with a...
I didn't ask that. That was Jess.
I mean, Jess. Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
I'm glad you asked that, Graham.
Oh. I'm like, all right. I am glitching this morning. I'm having a major
that
issue.
That was a major glitch right there.
So for this drink,
do we sound alike, Graham?
I don't know. I thought my voice was a little deeper, a little deeper and manlier,
oh
but
my God.
Guess not.
So for this drink, you need 12 shots. And so I went and I looked up, like, because you know how when you have like two, it's like a double, a three, a triple, a four, you get like a quad shot. So,
quad
I, was like,
shot, yeah.
So I was like, what's a 12? So if you get, if you have 12 of something, it's a duodecuple.
Okay.
Duodecuple.
Something, one of those. But that sounds ridiculous. I'm just going to say 12, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, so for this $45 drink.
Or a dozen. You could say a dozen.
No, that sounds like donuts. So for this drink, it is a venti, 12 shot, 12 affogato shots. So there's 24 shots total. Add mocha and dark caramel sauce, caramel drizzle, and frappuccino chips. Add caramel crunch topping, 4 scoop vanilla bean powder, 4 scoop chocolate malt powder, matcha cream frappuccino, add whip.
How does it all fit into the one cup?
Right.
That's a good question.
How many ounces is the largest cup of Trenta or whatever? Is it 30? Is it 30 ounces? Is that what the Trenta means?
I don't know how many ounces it is, but this says just a venti. So they're fitting this into a venti cup.
But that doesn't seem possible because if there's 24 shots and a shot is an ounce and a half, or supposed to be, just get your calculator out.
Okay.
Can you just do that in your... I mean, don't get your calculator out, but like just do it in your head.
What was it?
And see if you can figure that out.
Say the numbers again.
Well, you got 24 total shots in there. Each of them are an ounce and a half. Let's just say.
What am I supposed to figure out?
How many ounces total of liquid that is going into one supposed venti cup? It seems like it doesn't fit to me. The math isn't mathing for me. Hashtag girl math.
36.
Hmm.
Is Is that right? I don't know. I wasn't looking.
No, I don't know either, but for Venti. For Venti, it says 20 ounces or 24 ounces.
36.
It's 24 ounces.
Okay, so then, but just as math, 36.
Well, maybe a shot at Starbucks isn't 1.5. Maybe it's not the same as like alcohol shots.
Right.
That's a dinky. You know how
maybe they're smaller.
You know
I
how
know.
Small an ounce and a half shot is?
Yes. If
that's tiny. So they're giving you
a we do that in tequila every weekend.
Yeah, they're giving you little 1 ounce baby shots of stuff. Man.
Some of this, by the way, the price because this drink comes out to $45. Some of it is due to inflation, according to this report. Starbucks
supply chain
tariff. Starbucks prices have climbed 39%.
Now, is this an actual drink that people order, like on the regular?
No. This is like what you can order. This is like the most, just to show like how much inflation has gone up. Like you can order this, but it's $45.
This seems right in your wheelhouse, though, Selena.
I do want to try it.
Shots into one cup as possible.
12 shots, please. Please.
How much is your usual drink?
The most I'll do, price wise, or how many shots?
Price wise.
It's like eight something.
Okay.
That's not horrible. Yeah. I would have thought your thing would have been like $12.
No.
Yeah, we have a poll.
I would pay it, though. You guys know I door dashed it one time. It was almost $20.
See, that's ridiculous. that is ridiculous.
Not cool.
Not cool. But we do have a poll. Let us know, weigh in on how much your Starbucks order typically is on Instagram.
JB Morning Show.
I'm curious.
Grammy, would you like to throw something in?
I would. What do you guys think? Cool or not? Snoop Dogg just announced he's going to be hosting a New Year's Eve special or just the New Year's Eve event for NBC.
Cool.
I mean, move over Seacrest and the Andes, Andy Cohen and Anderson
like
Cooper.
Though. I like the Andes too.
Snoop Dogg just said, hold my blunt. Is it like, would you guys actually watch?
No, I never really sit and watch like a New Year's special.
But now that Snoop is hosting one, does it move the needle? Like, okay, maybe actually I do need to tune into one of these.
Not really. Mm-mm. I feel like I'm just busy doing other things.
I'll just watch the videos later.
Yeah. I always just see the clips on Instagram.
I feel like every one of these is all, but I think New Year's as a whole, in my opinion, is a lot of buildup and it's always a letdown. And so are these specials, the hosts. Like,
I know.
There are a couple funny moments, yeah, but mostly it's them talking to somebody on a camera delay that's in another city.
Right.
And the interviews are just a train wreck.
They're so bad.
It's just so awful.
I would love if they had Snoop join the Andes.
Now, that would be a good combo.
That would be fun.
That would be something. This one, unfortunately, is on NBC. And this will be a rival broadcast to the Andes and to Seacrest. I think, didn't Snoop just get announced as one of the voice coaches or judges again? I'm sure this is a, hey, you got to do this and we'll give you this. It's some part of NBC partnership.
That makes sense.
I'm sure.
They always do that.
I'm still going to say
give everything to Snoop and Kelly Clarkson, I guess.
I think it's pretty cool, but again, how good is it going to be?
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So we're all going cool on that one. All right. Next on the JB show, can we talk about this interesting three-way that a woman had?
I'm glad you're bringing this up, Jess, because I've been waiting to talk about this.
Hey, I'm Selena.
Oh, I just glitched.
We're going to do that next here on Wild.
The JB show on Wild 94.9.
The JB show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, JB show. This is Gina from San Francisco. I can relate to what Selena just said. I've done the order for DoorDash, Starbucks, and paid about $30 for one cup of coffee. Yes, there's shame.
So much shame.
There has to be shame. That's lunacy. That is just ridiculous.
But you have some days where you're just like, I literally cannot.
What?
Get up and go somewhere right now.
$30?
Like, no cup of coffee is worth that.
Sometimes it is worth the convenience. It's actually not, because immediately after you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But in the moment, it seems like a good decision.
You can buy a pair of shoes with that.
$30.
$30.
I can't
buy shoes for $30.
Think about what people's hourly wage is. Like, you're working for an entire hour just to so one cup of coffee can arrive at your door. And if it's a hot one, it's not arriving hot. So, like, it's already not good. And then the ice is all melted. It's all watered down. Like, what? It doesn't arrive in.
Mine actually came in pretty good condition. I'm not going to lie.
It'd be one thing if you were just so desperate and it. And you somehow went to the place and paid that because you're getting it fresh. I don't know. I've never had a good experience with a delivered coffee. Like, I hate lukewarm coffee, and the ice drinks are just all kind of watered down. And you can tell it's been sitting there on the counter with the sticker on it for 20 minutes. Like, it's no good.
I've had a good experience. Minus the price.
Minus the $30 you spent for it. Don't tell me that's a good
experience. Mine is only 20.
Good
20 is still too much.
That's nuts.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Natalie from Sacramento. Just asking for a shout out today. I'm celebrating 1 year completely sober. I'm so proud of myself. I feel stronger than I've ever felt. It took a lot of hard work to get here, and it's only the beginning. Love you guys.
Wow. Congratulations. That's
one year. Yes. Natalie in Sacramento, shout out to you. That is not an easy feat, and we believe in you. You will continue to strive and keep going, and year after year, you'll keep knocking down more milestones. We believe in you. But most importantly,
who gives a fart?
It's great point, Graham. Really, I mean, Jess. I mean, Graham.
Yeah.
All right. How do we feel about this woman in the UK who claims she had a three-way with another woman and her husband's ghost?
I'm here for it. Sounds great.
What? So she says that she and her husband, when he was alive, they'd always joke about, getting, having a third person, join them in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And she would joke about treating him to that for his big 60th birthday.
Okay.
But he didn't make it.
Would have been better at 30, but 60. Well, I'm picturing.
They're already a little up there.
My vision, the vet is not as good. Okay.
Well, he didn't make it to 60. He died in 2020 of COVID at 54 years old, and it took her a while to get past that. But then she started to really explore who she was, and she's like, you know what? I think I just love everybody. So she started seeing a woman.
Okay.
And she says that one fateful night, they were, getting busy. And she could feel the presence of her dead husband, his ghost, if you will. And it was her finally giving him that three-way that he always wanted.
Good for him. I mean, he sat on the sidelines thinking about this for so long. And then he's just looking down as a ghost. And he's like, wait a second. Now's my time. And he jumps in there. Did they have a Ouija board out or something? How did they open up the portal to let him in to climb into their portals?
I think he was always there. There wasn't a Ouija board or a seance or anything like that. She could just tell that he was present for that particular one.
Well, that's just good ghost coincidence timing then, that he happened to be strolling through there on the haunting to catch that. Because normally you have to reach out and contact the ghost through an approved medium or that guy Tyler.
Right. The time to show up.
But I think he probably was already just that's his ghost home. He was just living there as well.
So he's there for every time.
Yeah. I guess, but you think maybe he could have been asleep. I mean, it's still a coincidence. He could have gone out that night with some of his ghost buddies for drinks.
How would you feel if you were the husband and there's just one thing you want in this lifetime, just one, and your wife's dangling it over your head. One day I'm going to give it to you, but that day is after you die. And then she just says that, okay, well, here it is.
I guess it's better late than never.
You're not here anymore.
You just said it happened, though.
Yeah.
And she said it happened. I didn't witness that.
Was the ghost allowed to hook up with both of them, or were there rules? Because sometimes there's rules about
there's
that.
There's always rules. I don't know the particular ones for this. Because
jealousy gets involved.
You can't do this with the other person.
Right, you're not allowed to touch that. Don't look at that thing.
Only second base.
Yeah, you're only allowed to grab that one.
Just the left one.
Right. There are rules. You have to have ground rules. Otherwise, it gets messy.
Right. Anyways, Graham, what do you have?
Yeah. Houston woman has gone viral for the quinceañera that she threw for her cat to celebrate its 15th birthday. This woman, Miranda Gonzalez, you guys. She says she's been dreaming of throwing a cat quinceañera for her cat. This cat's name is Holly Marie Gonzalez. Ever since she got her as a kitten, she's like, I'm going to throw her a quince someday. And she spent months and months planning this one. The cat had a grand entrance. It came in on a remote-controlled Bentley. There was a father-daughter dance. There was a cake, a full mariachi band, everything. They spared no expense for this cat quinceañera.
Did people actually come to this party?
Yes, it was a huge party. The mariachi band said this is the first time they've ever played a cat one. For a cat. You would think the cat wouldn't like the loud sounds. The mariachi band is pretty loud.
Yeah.
Anyways, it ended up being a huge event, and it did go viral because everyone of how ridiculous it was. But the one really cool thing was that it served as a fundraiser. She raised money for a local animal rescue, and that animal rescue had been in danger going out of business, basically. And they said because this thing went viral and so many donations poured in that it basically saved the rescue. They are now able to operate fully. But I did want to ask Jess, will you be throwing your cat, after hearing this, will you be throwing your cat a quinceañera?
I think it's only right that I do. She's a Latina kitty.
How old is she?
She is going to turn 2 in August.
So we got a long ways to go. Yeah.
And what is her muy authentico Latina name?
Well, we call her...
Because this was right. Holly Marie Gonzalez.
Right.
Well, and your cat's name is?
Bubbles, but we call her Burbo.
Excuse me?
Burbo.
Do you though?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Because my parents started calling her that, so...
That's
in Spanish, Bubbles is Burbuja, okay. So it's like...
That's better. That's better than Bubbles. And anything in particular you'd like to have at this cat quince?
Oh my gosh. Obviously, it has to be a lot of things that she likes.
And what is Bublo like?
Burbo.
That's what I said.
Right.
What does she like?
She likes scratching things.
Okay.
So a lot of couches.
Scratchers from the California Lottery.
Yeah.
We get some of those.
Is she still puking all over your apartment?
No, she hasn't done that in a while. So she's doing great.
Maybe
get
her some buckets or something.
Some cat toys.
Okay, but
this
is not really reading as quince to me. I mean, it's going to be big, over the top.
I mean, she has
anything
to have
else?
A big dress, big cake.
Who'll be performing?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, does buble like mariachi music?
Like, who's her favorite artist?
Yeah.
I think her favorite artist would probably be like Sabrina Carpenter.
Like Sabrina Carpenter?
That's not really
I would have thought she would have liked
you, right?
She would have
liked. She likes the Spanish music I play too, but I haven't really gotten a vibe of who's her favorite Spanish artist.
Does she like Michael Bublé?
She's still little. Oh my gosh, wait, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get Michael Bublé to play Bublé's quinceañera. That's what she said.
You guys, today's Hottest Trending is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ernesto from Concord. I have a question for Graham. Graham, since you don't believe in a Sky Daddy, God, relations, anything, do you believe in mediums? Like the person who can speak with another person who already died? Like this famous girl with the bumpy huge hair, she goes like, oh, she is talking to you. She said that you are this and blah, blah. Do you believe in that?
Nope.
Is she talking about the Long Island medium?
Yes.
I love her. Teresa? Her name's Teresa, right?
Yeah. Does she have big bumpy hair? She has.
Yeah,
she's definitely got, she's got a big something
hair. It's 2025 and she's still using a bumpet. Do you guys remember those?
Yes.
Oh, the bumpets. Yeah. To answer that question, do I believe in mediums?
Nope.
That's going to be a hail to the no.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Yeah, Graham doesn't believe in anything, really.
That's not that I don't believe in anything. I have my own set of beliefs, which I hope everyone would value and think is just as valid as their own set of beliefs.
Which
because
is,
that's what I hope. I hope that whatever you believe in, I hope that that's what you get, that that's what happens for you, that that's what the thing. I hope that for you. I just have my own different set of views.
What if I just feel like yours are wrong?
But that's such... That's,
I'm just
we need
joking.
To get past that.
I am joking.
Thank you.
Hottest trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Swifties think that Taylor Swift is hinting at a major announcement at the AMAs.
Major announcement. Mm-hmm. Come and let me get the major announcement alert.
So the American Music Awards are coming up on the 26th. And check this out. Taylor has to be up to something because there's all these Easter eggs and hints, if you will. Like if you go to her online store, the first letter of each word in the four-option menu spells out AMAs.
Oh,
apparel, music, accessories, and sale.
Stop.
I know. Also, her site currently has exactly 12 items up for sale at 26% off. Which, hello, if she's coming out with a new album, which could be the announcement. This would be her 12th album, and the AMAs are on the 26th of May, so 26% off. Hello, do the math.
And we'd be adding one more item to the store, right, which would be 13, and she loves the number 13, right?
Yes.
There you go. Oh, my God. You know, do you think there's any validity to any of this?
Yes.
Sure.
It's hard for me. Yeah, I mean, I understand why people dig so into these tiny little teensy tiny Easter eggs that may or may not even be Easter eggs, but try to find meaning in them because a lot of times she does do these things and they do have meaning. So who's to say that this one doesn't have meaning and the next one does? You don't know.
Yeah.
Because she does this.
Oh my God. Swifties think that that Travis Kelce is hinting at something major.
Here we go. Lay it on me. I'm ready for it.
He was at the Amazon upfront. I don't know what that is, but he was walking the red carpet at this event and he was wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
with a cake on it. You can check it out. JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram. And every Swiftie is convinced he is hinting at an upcoming wedding.
That's not what I think. I think he wants to get caked by Steve Aoki at our Grayton Resort and Casino pool party that's coming up on May 24th. Yeah, Steve Aoki was caking people last night down in San Jose.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's just getting his arm warmed up for our event. I can't wait.
He'll be back.
Yep.
GraytonResortCasino.com. Get your tickets now. All right, so not everything has to be like a hint or a sign. Maybe Travis just liked this t-shirt. As for the cake, this was like, the brand is called Marnie, and this was their like 30th anniversary or something like that. So they came out with a 30th anniversary t-shirt, hence the cake. I don't necessarily think he's hinting at a wedding.
I mean, it has to be a hint, because other than that, why would you wear this on the red carpet? No offense, Travis Kelce, but
he wears a lot of weird things.
I mean, that's a good point, but this one seems even weirder.
Extra stupid.
Yeah, it did look stupid.
So you think it is a sign?
It has to be. Other than this, fire your stylist.
I don't think they're going to drop wedding hints.
Well, Taylor's dressing him. Do you think Taylor's dressing him now?
No.
And she's like, you need to wear this.
She would not put this on him.
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
Have you seen it?
I have. It's not a good look.
Yeah, I don't think this is Taylor. Graham, what do you have?
All right, football fans are on pins and needles, anxiously awaiting the full NFL schedule release, which happens later today, as the league right now, up until this point, has just been breaking it up into little pieces that they reveal just little pieces at a time, because, you know, us regular civilians, we can't handle a full schedule release all at once. I hate how the NFL does this, as if we need to drop everything for any time they make any announcement about anything. But yet it works, and here we are. Earlier this week, they dropped the international slate of games that are going to be on the schedule, and there are a bunch. The most ever. There are going to be 7 international NFL games this upcoming season. There's going to be 1 in Brazil, 1 in Dublin, Ireland. 3 of them are going to be in London, 1 in Berlin, and another 1 in Madrid. I don't know that we've ever had a Madrid or an Ireland game before. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen. Last year, the season opened in Brazil. Looks like that is going to be the same thing this year. How do you guys feel about the NFL just taking over the entire planet?
I'm
not here for
why?
It. Why? I'm not here for it, because that means early games on Sunday.
They're games that a lot of times, if they're in a time zone way in front of us, we don't ever get to watch them. Like, I can't watch the thing. It's on at 3 a.m. or whatever. I don't do that. The Vikings are going to make history. They're going to become the first team to play 2 international games in 2 different countries in consecutive weeks. They're going to play the Steelers in Ireland in week 4, and then they're going to travel to London to play the Browns in week 5. That's just weird. That's just odd.
Yeah, it seems very random.
No, I don't get it. Anyways, the full regular season NFL schedule drops today, I think at 5:00. The Niners, by the way, based on just the strength of schedule that they can determine right now, they don't know at what weeks they're going to play what teams, but they know all the teams that the Niners are going to play. And by many accounts, the Niners have the easiest schedule in the entire league. Which is great news, because the last few years we've had one of the most brutal schedules. And this year, by all accounts, some analysts have put us as the number one easiest schedule in the league. Let's hope that's true. The Niners need to bounce back
here. And then they're all going to hate on us, saying, no, we just played an easy team.
Favoritism.
All right, well.
You know who's slated to have the hardest schedule?
Probably by the Giants.
By the same analyst that had the Niners as the easiest schedule? Yeah. They had the New York Giants as the number one hardest schedule. I'm not making that up. Sorry, Jess, your team with your rookie quarterback, do you even want to make any sort of a wager about your team's win total this season? Because it might be brutal. How many wins did they have last season? Did they even get to 5?
Like 3.
I think they have about 3. This season might be less.
Oh, my
God. This is good. All right, well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
When I was pregnant, I was up all night having...
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
You're trying to induce things, get things moving.
That's one theory.
Oh.
Maybe I know some people do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it actually work?
No. Maybe. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG. Leave those guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. If you've never played along before, just get the app, and then you just hit the microphone button. Super easy. There's no other way to win a JV Show Chug Mug, so you better do it. All right. leave us your name and your city along with your guest. And you have to be the first correct answer in the morning.
That's
to
right.
Win the JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we return to What the Bleep.
Y'all really have me hacking up my little lungs out here. You guys are so funny. I love you guys. This is Anna in Colorado.
Oh, Anna.
Colorado.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the compliment and for listening all the way. Because look at that, the iHeartRadio app.
Wow.
You can listen all the way in Colorado.
Yep. In the iHeartRadio app, it's also how you play What the Bleep. As always, when you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, you just leave your guess on the talkback mic on that iHeartRadio app. If you missed today's clip, here it is. When I was pregnant, I was up all night having...
Yeah, you were.
Graham, I would love to play the guesses, but I think you need to send those over. So sure. Just really quick. as you know, the first person who guesses the bleeped out word correctly wins the Chug Mug of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia and Janessa from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is gas. Have a good morning.
It's a great guess.
That's a good guess.
Pregnancy toots are real.
Yes,
they
very,
are
very real.
And they are
and
vicious.
The worst.
They
the
are
worst.
Vicious. And there's nothing you can do about it except smile and breathe it in and choke it.
Yeah.
Because you can't say anything like that. It doesn't smell good to your most beautiful wife
no,
ever.
No, you have to act like it doesn't even happen.
Right.
Hi, JV Show. This is Riley from Hayward. And I think the bleeped out word is cravings. Thank you.
Up all night with cravings.
That's a great guess.
What were yours, Selena, when you were pregnant? Pickles?
I loved pickles. I also went through like a root beer phase. I drank so much root beer. I don't know why.
That is random.
I know.
Hi, good morning. This is Vicky from El Sobrante. I'm guessing the bleep that word is nausea. Thank you.
Ooh.
Nausea.
That's a great guess.
Did you have any of that?
I had really bad morning sickness, but it went away after like 5-6 months.
Did you yak a bunch?
Yes. Ugh. Every day. All day. It's all you do.
That's miserable.
Great guesses, people. Continue to leave them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And that's it. You win
yep.
the Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. When I was pregnant, I was up all night having... All night.
Oh.
Like nonstop.
That sounds nice. Your man was probably like, let me go to sleep already.
Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Celia from San Francisco, and I am guessing that the bleeped word of the day is ice cream. Have a good day.
I was out all night having ice cream. That sounds like a dream.
That was one of the most popular guesses.
Really?
Yeah. Some late night ice cream.
Is
Who
that
doesn't
common?
Like that?
Like for pregnant women to
win. Don't tell a pregnant lady not what not to
yeah,
eat, Jess.
True.
Watch out.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Mateo from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is nightmares. Hopefully it's correct. Bye. Have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Nightmares was one of the most popular guesses
wow.
this morning as well. Nightmares, and a lot of people guessed insomnia as
oh,
well. Did
my
you
God.
Have experience any of that?
Oh. Everything. Yeah, the dreams are crazy when you're pregnant. They're so real. I did have nightmares, and they were really, really scary. Oh, my God. And then, yeah, insomnia. That's if I could sleep. Towards the end, you're not getting any sleep.
You're just laying in there, tossing and turning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Susie from East Palo Alto, and I think the bleeped out word is cramps. Thank you. Have a great day.
Ooh, another good guess.
That was another one of the most popular guesses this morning. Cramps. Did you have any of that?
Of course. And you're like, oh my God, is it time? No, it's just, no, it went away. Oh my God, is it time again?
I didn't know if everyone was talking about those kinds of cramps, or which I know that happens and you get some like false contractions
yes.
and stuff like that. But also, my wife always had cramps in her legs.
Oh,
is she up in the night like, oh, my legs cramping up or my feet are cramping up or whatever. She
yeah,
was
that
always
happens
getting
too.
Those kind of cramps. I think it's still, she still has that quite a bit. She's like you, Selena. She hasn't had a glass of water since the Obama administration. It's been a while. And I'm always like, you need to hydrate. That's, I think, why you're up all night with cramps. But
I love Kate.
You
know, they are the same.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is heartburn. Have a great day.
There it is. There it is. Here's today's clip, Unbleeps. When I was pregnant, I was up all night having heartburn. So bad.
Wow. What? Any particular food that triggered it or just being
pregnant?
Just
being
right?
pregnant. I had to sleep for the last 2 months of my last pregnancy, like sitting up at night. I couldn't even lay down. It was so unbearable.
That's the worst. Bad heartburn. There is nothing more uncomfortable, especially if it, like, you can't get rid of it. I remember this one time in college, I went out and had like 400 beers, and then I came home and I housed like a 4-pound bag of gummy bears. It was the worst heartburn. I thought I was going to die, you guys. I thought I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I was like, this is the worst night. That was the worst night of my entire life. Don't eat a bunch of gummy bears when you get home from the bars. Let me just tell you, it's not good. All right, we got a lot of shout-outs to give, but obviously, first and foremost, Grace in San Bruno. What's up, Grace? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning, so she will be getting that JV Show Chug Mug when Jess finally decides to get around to emailing her.
Hey, they're flowing. They're flowing.
All right. Okay, Chuck Nugs are flowing. All right. A lot of shout outs to give because a lot of people came with the correct answer this morning. They just weren't quite fast enough. Vince and Olivia in Dublin had it. So did our buddies Owen and Jessica in Gilroy. Raphael and Hayward had it. So did Daisy in Lodi. What's up, Daisy? What's up? How's Lodi? JV Show number one out there, by the way.
Nice.
Yadira in Daly City had it. So did Colton in Roner Park. What's up, Colton? What's up? Have a great day at school. Melanie in San Mateo had it. So did Brittany in San Jose. Daniel, in San Francisco. TJ in Livermore. Kelly in San Jose is Soledad in Pittsburgh, Celine in Napa, Cecilia in Morgan Hill, D in San Jose. What's up, D? What's up? Aranza? They didn't say where they're from, but you know, probably the Bay Area somewhere. Tiffany in Clayton had it, so did Kayla and Terry in Redwood City, Francesca in Vallejo, Connie in San Jose had it, so did Bree in San Jose, Amy and Marlo the Wonder Dog. What's up? They're in San Leandro. They had it, so did Julian Valley Springs, RJ in Hayward, Lauren in Boulder Creek had it, so did Sam and Hayward, Colleen in San Jose, Julian in Bay Point, Christy, Marie in Pleasant Hill had it. And so did Daisy in Santa Maria, Snuff and Snuff in San Jose or San Diego. We don't know. We have a buddy, a listener, Snuff. He's in San Diego. Is this the same Snuff or Stuff? Or is this Stuff?
I have a chance to listen to it, but it said Stuff.
The transcript
said Stuff.
But I
figured it was Snuff.
All right. Yeah, either way, Josh in Gilroy had it. So did Sandra in Concord, among several other.
Oh, my God. So many shout-outs.
So many people had it this morning. Nice job. Just got to do it faster.
Yeah.
Like that's just the one little piece to the formula. Tomorrow, you'll get it.
Tomorrow's your day.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Same time here on the JV Show. We'll do it again. Your chance to win a Chuggy Muggy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, guys? I want to give you guys a big shout out. And also want to thank you guys for making my mornings always fun. And I listen to you guys here, like in Mexico, like close to Mexico City. But anyways, I just want to give a big shout out to my boy Rigo, who stays in Fremont, California. And yeah, you guys take care.
Hey, oh my
that's
God,
awesome.
Mexico? Wow.
Near Mexico City.
I love that.
Is he the person that's the furthest away from the actual JV Show studios that's listening this morning on the iHeartRadio app?
So.
Well, I love that.
Somebody could beat that. But also shout out to Rigo, who listens in Fremont.
And are we number one there, Graham?
I just checked. JV Show is number one in the outskirts of Mexico City.
So much.
Yo, good morning, JV Show. Just want to give a shout out to my teen. He's in the car. He's got headphones on. He don't want to hear me. But my wife is in the other car driving to work. Just want to say you guys do a great job. Hump day. And who gives a fart?
Oh, no.
That's enough of that.
Yeah,
please. Thank you. All right. Hi, is this Camila?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, so you could be better is what you're saying. Plus this traffic. It's awful, isn't it? So annoying. All right. So, Camila, you are on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Hopefully we can make your day a little better here. What's on the line today, Jess?
We have 2 tickets for Allie and AJ.
So here's what you got to do. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. That's it. And you win. Are you ready for question number 1?
Yes, sounds good.
Here we go. Question number 1. What NBA team does LeBron James currently play for?
Oh my God, I don't even watch basketball. But the Lakers?
Yep. Yep.
That's right.
You had me worried there.
All right, question number 2. What major packaged food company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange with just a single letter? K. Hint, they make a lot of cereal.
Kellogg?
Yep.
Oh. Question number 3. What is the name for the poker hand that consists of 3 of a kind and a pair? So you have 3, then you got 2.
Dang, I do not play poker.
No sports, no gambling. How? What do you do for fun?
I like soccer, but yeah.
Wait,
is it a house?
Nope.
She said a house.
It's a full house.
Yeah, that's still a type of house.
Full house is different than house.
But
if you were watching the sitcom with those adorable little kids.
Yes,
and like,
that's what I meant.
Just a house would be different.
That's what she meant.
I'm going to give her half a point there.
Okay.
All right, question number four. There were actually three of what type of pet that survived the sinking of the Titanic?
Cats?
Nope.
It's a hell of a guess. Dogs.
I love your guess, though.
Pet dogs. I'll leave it up to you guys if you want to give her house.
I do want to give her
house for that third question.
Because she doesn't play poker for, like, she at least knew, like, there was something with the house. I think she deserves that point.
I agree.
Right. It was a close guess.
Come on.
I think I should
get
it.
And dogs, dog, cat, you know, potato,
the JV
potato.
Show, yep, nope, and close guess game. All right. I like it.
Oh.
So you're on board.
I said I'd leave it up to you, ladies.
Okay, well, then let's give it to her.
All right. Yep.
Only because you were close enough. We knew what you meant.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You just got two tickets to see Allie and AJ November 8th right here in Warfield in the city.
Nice. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your day. Hang on for that winning Grammy. We got some shout-outs.
Got a whole bunch of them. Buckle up. Hey, Graham, can you please give my son Wesley a birthday shout-out? He's turning 7 years old today. He is so sweet, thoughtful, and a big ball of energy. Mommy, Daddy, and Haley loves him, and we hope he has the best day today. Happy birthday, Wesley.
Who gives a fart?
Sup, Graham? Can you please give a shout-out to my little princess, Bella? Happy 7th birthday. Mom and Dad love you. I'm not a hot mama sliding into your DMs, but a hard-working zaddy. Loyal listeners, thank you in advance. So happy birthday. Little Princess Bella.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Mom in your DMs. Mom in your DMs. Please wish our son, Adrian Robles, a very happy 15th birthday. Son, we love you so much. Dad and I will always be here for you, rooting you on. Happy birthday. Love Mom, Dad, and brother Carlos. Yes, happy birthday, Adrian.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Please shout out my son, Eli. He's turning 8 today. We listen every morning. He loves playing the games while getting ready in the morning. We love you, Eli. Happy birthday. That's from Mom Erica. And she says he also has a baseball game tomorrow night. And guess what team he plays for, Selena? The Mets. Go Mets.
Go Mets.
All right. Another one here. Good morning, Grammy. Can you please do a birthday shout out to Aaliyah Ruby on her 12th birthday, preteen status unlocked.
Oh,
Lord help me.
Wow.
Love her godmom, Lydia, Susie, Vanessa, Oliver, Adeline, and Mama.
She's so
skibbity.
To
the moon, she says. I mean, she's very, very, very skibbity. All right. Happy birthday, Aaliyah.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, slide into your DMs again if you can please greet our Zebu. By the way, she's not a grandma or our dog. Please greet our sweet girl, Ziana. A happy 7th birthday. You bring such a joy in our lives. That's from Mom, Dad, and Kuya. So happy birthday,
woo!
Zebu.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you please wish my son, Isaac, a happy 12th birthday today? He listens to you guys every day, and I know he'll be so happy and surprised to hear you wish him a happy birthday. That's from Mom, Sandra. So happy birthday, Isaac.
Who
happy
gives a fart?
Good morning, Grandma. First time sliding into your DMs. I'm hoping that was an autocorrect. I just wanted to give a shout out to my baby girl, Allie. Have a wonderful day at school, but like always, who gives a fart? Give her an extra who gives a fart. She really doesn't like it, and that's from her cousin Destiny. So
who gives a fart?
And an extra.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Can I wish my daughter Daisy, a.k.a. Baby M, a happy birthday? Love, Mama and Starlena. Starlena. Thank you. So happy birthday, Daisy, a.k.a. Baby M.
Who gives a
happy
fart?
Birthday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station.
Reporting traffic live. There's a 3-car accident on the left lane in Santa Clara on 101 northbound. It just happened right in front of me. Stay safe, y'all. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, live traffic report. Are you upset?
Thank
She's
you
stepping
for that.
On your toes,
yeah,
Selena.
Stay in your lane, okay?
No,
I'm kidding.
No, stay in your lane because, yeah, you don't want to swerve
like,
and hit someone.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Literally.
All right, come on down. Get ready to play the yep, nope, and hey, close enough game. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Come on. She deserves
Shots
those
fired.
Tickets.
Yeah, Shots fired at you, ladies.
That's fine. Hottest.
Phase Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
We are going to talk about the Diddy trial. A lot of interesting things from Cassie's testimony yesterday. Things of an adult nature.
Of a very adult nature.
I am, however, obviously cleaning it up for these airwaves, but I just do want to give parents a heads up that we are going to get into the freak-off parties and things like that as cleanly as possible. Right. But this is your warning, just if you do want to turn the radio down, which I don't think is fully necessary, but totally up to you. All right, so today is day 3 of the Diddy trial. We'll obviously be talking about that later on in the morning. But Cassie was called to testify yesterday. First thing that was brought up, obviously, the hotel hallway video where we saw Diddy beat her. She said that was the tail end of a freak-off where she tried to leave early and sneak out while Diddy was in the shower. That's why he had nothing but a towel on. That's why she didn't even have shoes on. She just threw them in her bag. And that's when Diddy got out of the shower, saw she was gone, and we saw what happened after that in the hallway.
Horrifying.
She went on to explain what exactly a freak-off was. It was something that Diddy proposed to her within the first year of them dating, where she would, quote, perform for him with a third party. At first, Diddy did the hiring for the third party, but it eventually became her job, and booking everything and doing these parties became a full-time job. No time for anything else. And this is why...
Do they use Indeed.com? It seems like hiring on there is really easy from all the commercials.
They use Craigslist. They used Backpage. And this is also why she never put out any music. He would give her busy work to do, like just record songs. There were so many songs, she says, that never got released because this is all part of Diddy's plan. Like, we're going to make you think that I'm going to have you release music. She signed a 10-record deal, only released one because this is what she was doing the entire time.
Whoa.
She said the longest freak-off lasted 4 days.
No, come on. That's too much.
And that she didn't particularly enjoy these encounters, but she went along with them to please Diddy. She says that she was 22 when it started. She was confused. She was nervous, but she loved him so much that she wanted to make him happy. And at first she was like in awe of this personality. I mean, it's Diddy, his lavish lifestyle. But then she got to see the abusive side of him, where she found herself being scared to say no because she didn't know what that could turn into. At that point, he was already controlling every aspect of her life. We talked about her career. He was controlling what she wore, even her hair. Remember, he had her shave half her head because Diddy said she looked too Mexican, which I take offense to.
Well, he said that?
Yes.
Jeez, this guy's a monster in every facet.
She was also afraid that he could blackmail her with the freak-off videos because, yes, Diddy recorded them on both of their devices. She says that she would delete everything off of her phone because she was so disgusted and humiliated and asked him to do the same. Obviously, he didn't. But especially because his staff had access to all of his devices. And so they could easily go in there and see her in these situations.
Whoa.
She says Diddy had crazy mood swings and would lash out at her even if she wasn't the reason, if she made the wrong face. Next thing you know, he's hitting her in the face. A lot of arguments would lead to physical abuse. He would smash her in the head, knocking her over, dragging her, kicking her, stomping her, even when she was already down. They asked her, how often did this happen? She said, too frequently, too many times to count.
I mean, when you saw that video of the hallway one in the hotel, you know that's not a one-off.
No.
Know that was not a one-time thing.
Back to the freak-offs. Again, if you're just tuning in, if you're a parent, kids in the car, we are talking about the Diddy trial.
The Diddler trial.
The Diddler, yes. We are keeping things clean, obviously, for the JV show because we do know this is a family show, but we just want to give you a heads
parental
up.
Warning.
It became her job to search for these escorts, to hire these third parties for these freak-offs. And she recalled yesterday on the stand having to look for a specific body type or a specific kind of person who looked a certain way. Every single person she found on the internet had to go through Diddy, had to have his approval. They were paid between $1,500 and $6,000 at the end of every session. A lot of times they were coming from different states, so she also had to coordinate their travel. And then these became so bad that she would often ask if they, because there was like different stages. The first stages. The first stage was like the baby oil massage stage. And then they move on to other things and other things. And a lot of times she would ask to just move on to the next step to hurry up and get it over with. She would also use drugs to help her get through it. Weed, ketamine, mushrooms, whatever was there at that time. It was the only thing that could get her through it. Yeah. And even the times that she got sick and she is like vomiting, keep performing, keep going. There was showers.
Oh, that's nice. Get cleaned and wash the baby oil off.
Of the golden sore that was happening. And then the baby oil. Oh, my God, the baby oil. She said that Diddy needed her glistening at every second of these things. So they're applying.
How do you get that out of the carpet? The sheets and the mattresses and the drapes.
Hotel rooms had to, like, redecorate everything.
You can't just... Mm-mm. Get that. That doesn't come out very easy. It's oil.
They were reapplying baby oil every 5 minutes because if it soaked into your skin, no. We got to put more and more and more. And she recalled one time they were at a hotel in Beverly Hills where there was an inflatable pool filled with baby oil. And if Diddy wanted you to get in that, you just had to get in that. She said that we would use 10 bottles of baby oil.
That's insane.
He's a literal psychopath.
Yes.
A literal. Oh, literal. Yeah. Yes.
That's the clean version of what happens.
I know.
At these things.
And you know what? It makes me so sad for Cassie to have to go through this while she's pregnant.
I know.
Like right now that she has to recount all this in the court while
I can't imagine.
And you're just trying to move forward with your life.
Right.
And then now people are learning even more horrific things, and you understand why some people don't want to testify in stuff like this and don't want their name to ever get released because now it's out for public consumption.
But for her, I think it was worth it to finally, bring justice. She's the one that filed the initial lawsuit. If none of this would be happening if it wasn't for Cassie.
Yeah.
Right.
So it is worth it for her. I also thought it was a little awkward. Diddy's, his mom is in the courtroom. His kids are in the courtroom.
Man.
I know during day one, his kids, his daughters at least, they walked out a few times as, certain details were
plug your ears, kids.
Shared. I would not. This would be like, hey, the one time, like, family, I appreciate your support, but just sit this one out.
Yeah.
Right. Just, mom, stay home.
I read that he's walking around in there very feebly and trying to make himself look kind of, weak and feeble,
Yeah. I'm old. Look at my gray hair.
The opposite of what we're, what you're hearing and seeing in that video. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Got your crazy cash on standby. Every hour we got your chance to win some money, $1,000 here on Wild. Okay. I'm getting a little worried about the Warriors.
We're in a pretty dire situation.
Yeah.
I even had a couple of our listeners DM me, like, you think it's over for the Warriors? I was like, God. I don't want to be the one to say that, but right now, it's not looking good. Look, Warriors, T-Wolves game tonight, 6:30. This is a win or go home, and go home like season over game.
And what happened to Jimmy? Saved your butt.
Jimmy saved our butts. Butler, I'll tell you what my theory is. Jimmy's butt is still hurt. He took that really hard fall earlier in the playoffs and hurt his tailbone. Those injuries don't just go away.
Toxic.
He does not look like playoff Jimmy that we had seen in the past. Like, he single-handedly put teams on his back before the Miami Heat got him to the finals before, just based on him alone. And I think he would be saving our Warriors' butts right now, except he can't because his butt is too hurt.
His own butt is hurt.
His own butt is hurt. That's my theory, because he doesn't look like himself during the... This is a very inopportune time to not look like yourself, because Steph Curry, we learned yesterday, has officially been ruled out for tonight's game. T-Wolves are up 3-1. One more win, and it's over. Man. And by accounts that I've heard, the T-Wolves are already acting like they're moving on. They've already think they got this thing in the bag. They are favored by like 11.5 points tonight, the last time I checked. So most people think they're going to win tonight. But it ain't over till it's over.
No,
and Steph Curry could return later in this series if they were able to get a win tonight, prolong it. Because the next game isn't until Sunday. That gives them a bunch of days off and rest. These other games have all just been one day off in between, and they're traveling back and forth here to Minnesota and back. It's been busy, but now you get a couple days off. The next game would be Sunday. So they got to get a win tonight, get a little more rest, get Curry back out on the court.
And it actually might be a good thing if the Timberwolves have this confidence about them. Maybe it's getting to their head.
Yeah.
It gets to them on the court. Mm-hmm. They're going easy. They're getting comfortable. And then, boom, we just completely dominate.
Yeah, you steal a win. Now, this... because we're in such a dire situation here, and it is do or die, that brings us to a very, very important question.
I know where this is headed.
Do we break out the tried and true Warriors chant? Oh. This is the thing that we keep here at the JV Show studios.
It's in the vault.
It's in a, well, it's in protective glass, break glass in case of emergency, right. And you break out the Warriors chant, and that is the key. That delivered at least three of the four Warriors mm-hmm. championships, because times they were down in series. They've been down 3-1 in series before, and that Warriors chant propelled them back to winning the series.
Do we break out
use it tonight, and we're going to leave that up to Jess because the listeners.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no. It's up to you.
That way, if you say yes and we do it,
and then
we
have now to teach it
the
to
team.
Jess. Jess has never done the chant before. We'd have to teach her,
right.
Coach her through it, but we'll leave it. Yeah, Graham, you had a good point. That way, if it
no,
doesn't
but
work,
if it fails,
you're the curse.
Curse the team.
The thing is
it's a lot of pressure.
Doing it means we're cursing the team.
No, if that's, you don't do it now, you've given up on the team, and they go out and lose tonight, and everyone's gonna be like, well, why didn't you throw them yeah. a life preserver? You're just holding it the entire time as they were drowning.
So what's your call, Jess?
I feel like it's the opposite. I think if we play it, they're gonna lose.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
so
wait, I'm scared. She doesn't even believe oh, in our
right.
chant.
She doesn't believe in the power of the chant, which wait, has worked in past
years. In her defense, she's never seen it actually happen. We are believers because we've seen it. We've been
seen
here.
It firsthand.
So you're
it.
Saying two for two, like,
I'm saying
it's worked before.
It's up to you.
It's worked many, many times.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
But if it doesn't, we know it's on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God, I'm
poor
sweating.
Poor Jeff.
I'm sweating.
She's over here, red sweating.
Help me
all
out.
The listeners are ready to be like, ah, see, you cursed them.
I know.
It's a lose-lose, but try to pick the lesser of the losses
yes.
here, Jess.
Okay, I think the lesser of the losses is playing it.
You say do the chant.
Do the chant, okay.
No, don't do the
That's
chant.
That's a big oh. risk.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
We're not doing the chant.
Don't do it, because if we do it and they lose, then that means the chant doesn't work, and I don't want to. I don't want that sort of pressure.
But if they lose if and they we lose. Don't do it,
it's because of us.
Then
it's because
gonna,
we didn't do
all
it.
All blame is squarely on you.
Oh my God,
this is a tough one.
I know.
I don't envy your situation here.
I think we have to play it.
I agree.
We're doing the chant. We are doing the chant.
I think we should
chant.
Do it. Now, look, I've got okay. it loaded up. I can play it here.
Okay.
Do we do it just once and then let Jess learn it?
Yes.
Also, this one's an extra special one because it does have JV's voice on it.
Okay,
so that one's like extra powerful.
Listen to the chant, Jess.
Okay.
Take it in.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This is the key to tonight's victory.
Okay.
Go, go Warriors, go, go, go Warriors, go, go Warriors, go!
Easy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Is it my turn now or what?
Will we all do it together?
Okay. Ready?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are we going to do it along
and
with it?
Everyone
do I play
in
it again?
Their cars. We need
yeah.
your power. All the powers together. Okay. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Go, go, go Warriors. Go, go, go Warriors. Go, go Warriors. Go.
And just like that, you are welcome, Bay Area. Unless it backfires, it's on Jess because she told us.
It
to
looked
do it.
Like she was lip syncing part of that. I don't know that Jess said all the words. I couldn't hear them.
Listen back.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling she screwed it up.
Well, you know what?
No, no.
We'll
I
find
out. I don't think
out.
She did it right.
It was perfect.
We'll
I
find
feel
out
the energy.
Tonight.
I'm sweating.
I don't feel good because she blew it. She didn't do it right.
If they lose, I'm not going to show up tomorrow.
You have to show up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV fam. Oh, man. Warriors, man. I have faith, but I felt like we're toast. But hey, you never know. You know, you guys do your thing. You know, we'll see what happens. We've seen it happen before. Teams go back, you know, from this type of situation. So we're all hoping for the best. So yeah, go Warriors! Let's go!
Woo! Yeah, we
it
did
wasn't
the
really
chance.
Inspiring me with a lot of confidence there.
Yeah.
Like, we're toast, but yeah, but maybe.
But we did
but,
the chant because
yeah.
Jess told us to. So it has right. to work, and if it doesn't,
foolproof.
We know whose fault it is.
Yep. Work.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the Warriors. You know, it's a. Like
backs
said,
against the wall. It's
yep.
a dire situation.
Win or go home game.
We broke out the Warriors chant, and then we played a talkback from one of our favorite listeners there, and he didn't sound like that excited, that fired up for tonight's game. And I think people need to get more excited, rally around this team.
Warriors! Come on! Let's go! Let's go, Warriors! Come on! Bay Area, you gotta be faithful. Let's do this! Come on, Graham! Let's go! Let's go! Warriors! Warriors! Woo!
Oh my God!
Woo!
Like I said, it doesn't really sound like people are that fired up or that into tonight's game, and they're just like ready to roll over and die and give up here. It's not over till it's over, you guys. Get fired up about it.
If we can get someone who's more fired up than that, we will send you a chug mug.
Not possible. Send that guy a chug mug.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. Oh, the chant. It gave me chills. Extra special. Put tears in my eyes to hear JV too. Let's go, Dubs. We believe. Woo!
We got this. And if we don't, it's Jess's fault. Again, because she made this do the chant. No. And if it jinxes us, we know who to point our fingers at.
Yep. We need a scapegoat.
Next on the JV Show, we have to talk about this treasure hunt that you were just telling me about, Graham.
This sounds cool. It's something happening here in San Francisco, and there's some gold hidden, you guys.
Yes, so we are going to give you those details coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina from San Jose, and this talkback is for Selena. Selena, I think you need to start adjusting your age, because my 9-year-old was making calculations yesterday and he was asking me, how were you 13 when you had your 13-year-old daughter? Because you're 26 and a half. Okay, bye.
Well, according to my calculations, you would have been 13 and a half.
Yeah.
Right, hey, not just 13. So get your math straight there.
We never said to do the math. I think, in fact, we say don't do the math. Don't do the math when it comes to me.
You were
a
very,
ages.
Very young mom.
Got it. Yeah. You could have been on that show like Teen Mom. It could have been like, it could have been like pre-teen mom almost. Because 9 months, you know. You
hey, stop like 12, doing you, the math, okay?
You would have been 12
mind
and a half.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Actually, what you need to mind is this treasure hunt that's coming to San Francisco.
You guys, all right, here's your big, big alert. Get your metal detectors out, nerds. It's time to go hunting for some real-life treasure in San Francisco. This group posted on Reddit that they've buried a treasure chest somewhere in the city that contains around $10,000 worth of gold and other valuable artifacts in it. Now, all they've posted on Reddit is a map, and there's a couple iconic San Francisco landmarks on that map. It's a little vague, but here are the clues that they delivered along
with this map.
Get your pen and paper out or whatever and write this down, because we're getting our metal detectors and we're going to go find this sucker later today. Unless somebody's already beaten us to it, I don't know. But this was just posted yesterday. All right, here are the clues. 18 bold letters preserved in a clearing cite a dark room's view of brave surfers reeling. Is that doing anything for you guys?
No, nothing.
Okay, how
about
this?
You?
Well, brave surfers, if you're looking at surfers, I mean, I would think of one of the points that's looking down at maybe over by Baker Beach. The water's rough over there. Not too many people surf right there. Mm. There's Kelly's Cove.
But 18 bold letters? A little south of,
yeah, I don't know. It's got to be some sign or something. Mm. All right, now, if that didn't help us solve it. All right, listen to this. From dry ruins gate to solar's tall mast, chart a historic cross.
Golden
the
Gate!
The art of one's path.
Golden Gate is the only gate I know in the city.
Yeah, well, there's, unfortunately.
God, I'm bad at this.
Quite
oh, my
a few
gosh.
Gates. And solar's tall mast, like somebody's rooftop solar.
Solar's tall
They're just trying to save money
mast.
On their PG&E bill. Mm. I don't know. All right, here's the next clue.
Okay.
Go trace the true route. Venture only at night to be certain of bearing. You'll need to pack a light.
I give up.
I just, that, I think it just means bring hard. A flashlight. That's right. Or just bring a flashlight. We look for it at night. Okay?
Was this inspired, or is there more to this?
Yeah, there's one more clue.
Okay,
this will help us. In the steadfast basin where feet part and agree, dig a shovel's depth down, you'll find the treasure you seek. So it's like, you don't have to dig very deep is what I'm taking. So get a flashlight and a shovel. And then that other stuff about the historic cross and 18 bold letters. And boom!
And
you guys were there.
I'm out. There's no way I'm going to be able to find this.
A spokesperson for this treasure hunt on Reddit said they are funding this thing entirely out of their own pockets. This is the first time they've ever done this. But they think like this is something exciting and fun. And they want to give people a fun experience. So those are the clues. All I got to say is, dude, we got to go find this gold.
So was this inspired by this Netflix docu-series? You watch a lot of Netflix, Jess. Did you watch? It's called Golden Greed, The Hunt for Fenn's Treasure.
Oh, the story about Forrest Fenn?
Yes.
We talked about that on the show. That guy hit a treasure chest out there, and it was out there for years and years.
In the Rocky Mountains. Took over 10 years for somebody to find this thing. But along the way, because people are like, going into the Rockies, people are like,
It's a pretty expansive area. Yeah, people were searching for it in all kinds of different states.
They're in the waters and stuff. Like, yeah. It was insane. The docuseries actually really good if you want to go check it out. But do we think it was inspired by this?
They did. They said that was one of the possible inspiration for this. And other people have done. There was a just recently, a couple weeks ago, like a jewelry and rare, I think it was a coin shop actually here in San Francisco. They've now 2 years in a row have hidden rare coins around the city and given people clues as to find them. I think it's pretty fun and cool. But I get your, Selena, do you own a metal detector?
No, but I've actually always wanted one.
Why, you nerd?
I don't know.
You want to be the person walking around the beach?
Yes. Like,
beep, beep.
You know,
and
what
the rest
you
of us are like,
yeah.
Rest of us are drinking icy cold beer, sitting on a towel, like having fun, and then you're the one person like, beep, beep, beep.
Yes,
beep, beep,
walking by with a metal detector.
Jess, do you own a metal detector by chance? We might need it.
No.
Oh. Okay, yeah, well, we're going to order one.
Stuff. I thought Jess, of all people, would have
no.
one.
On Amazon, and we're just going to go to the place with the 18 bold letters.
We don't
letters.
Even know where to begin.
Well, we'll look at the map and we'll look at the clues. I lived in San Francisco a long time.
Right,
and some
you
of this
should
stuff
know this.
Resonates with me. And then we'll just drive around aimlessly with our metal detector and just walk around. Beep, beep, beep.
We
beep,
can
beep,
hop into my Ford.
Beep. And see what we
oh,
can
yeah.
find. With the twin panel moonroof?
Yes. I'll have to cancel my day trip to Monterey, though.
Oh, you've had that planned for a long time. Yeah, we'll take it, make a day trip around the city instead.
Oh, sounds good.
Can we go look for this, please?
I'm actually down. That would be really, really fun.
Seems fun.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, Ryan from the East Bay. I was curious about the treasure you guys just talked about. Looked it up, and immediately it was found, apparently. So 13 hours ago. Just check Reddit. There was links and everything. So maybe they'll do it again. I don't know. But, yeah, it was found pretty quickly.
What?
Oh,
we
come
didn't
on.
Even get a chance.
Dreams crushed.
Well, I was just hitting order on, I just added to my cart
a
metal detector on Amazon.
And a new flashlight?
I guess I'll be returning that. I'm not going to need
it. No, keep it just in case.
Just in case.
Give it to I might have a beach trip coming up. I would love to borrow that if that's okay.
That really spoiled our fun. Somebody found that based on those weird, obscure clues already?
Yeah.
Nerds.
What?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And today's Hottest Trending is sponsored by Prime Youth Aesthetics. Join me, Selena, there May 28th. That's a Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Going to be a lot of fun. So we have a Diddy trial update. I know we did a lot of Diddy in the last trending, but Cassie is back on the witness stand this morning. I want to just keep you up to speed on what's already happened just today alone. She gave more details on the aftermath of the hotel hallway video. She says that fight that we all saw left her with bruises on her body, a black eye, and a swollen lip. Diddy was texting for her to just call him, just to talk to him, and she replied for him to just leave her alone. So what did Diddy do?
Don't tell Diddy that.
Yeah, he showed up at her apartment. At this point, a friend had already called the police after finding out what happened to her. And so they did take a report, although she did not name Diddy as the person who assaulted her. But after the police left, Diddy came over and all she heard was, quote, chaos outside the door. He was banging, kicking, yelling, which was normal behavior for him. At this point, this is just what he does. The jury was also shown a photo of Cassie in what she wore later that day. If you don't know, the reason why this fight even happened is because she left to freak off early because she had a movie premiere later that day, and it was her first one. She didn't want to jeopardize that.
And some of those freak-offs lasted 4 days at a time, we learned earlier. That's a long time and a lot of baby oil.
The jury was shown a photo of Cassie in what she was going to wear to that movie premiere. She had to wear, more in this picture at least, she was wearing sunglasses to cover up the black eye. There was also other pictures where you can see a bruise on her right leg. Cassie said that she had bruises all over her body, some that weren't completely covered by makeup, but she had to wear a lot of makeup on her face to cover up what was going on there.
Doesn't it just make you so upset that this monster was allowed to operate like this for I don't know how many years, 20 years more, 20 years plus. Like so many, I understand in her case, you don't want to be the one to name him and you don't want to get dragged into a lot of this. I understand that.
Because you're scared.
There were a lot of people adjacent to him over the years, security guards, people that work for him. You observe this type of behavior.
Right.
You should have said something.
Yeah.
That's why they say, like, with this trial, I think a lot of the, I guess, big names in the music industry are going to go down right there.
Because
with
they knew.
They knew or some intervene. Participated.
Really quick, just a couple more things that were said this morning. So far, Cassie is still testifying right now. She did go back to talking about the freak-offs. I told you last hour that she would use drugs to try to get through them. She said that the one that she preferred taking the most was ketamine, just because it was very disassociative. And so she didn't have to feel like she was actually going through what she was going through. Until at one point, Diddy was like, we're not going to use ketamine anymore because a successful freak-off is one that we remember. He wanted her to, like, be in the moment and to actually, like, suffer through these things. And then he would use the tapes as blackmail. That, you know, I told you how she would ask him to delete the videos and he said that he did, but then he would bring them up years later like, you're going to do what I say or this will be sent to your family and to your friends.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Did he have like a handbook for a successful freak off? Like it says here, we want to be able to remember the freak offs here. Do you not remember page 4 of the freak off contract?
The handbook that I gave you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So weird.
Very weird. All right, enough of that. Grammy,
what
do you have?
Really quick, before I do my story, I got one DM I got to read here. Good morning, Graham. I'm hoping you can do a shout out for my baby girl's birthday today. Happy 12th birthday, Aaliyah. She's an amazing person who is smart, so smart and funny. We're so proud of her and blessed to have her as our daughter. We can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Happy birthday, baby girl. We love you. That's from Mommy, Daddy, Roman, Alyssa, and Benji.
Woo! Happy birthday.
But you know.
Who gives a fart?
Obviously. All right, you guys. It is a walkout. Hundreds of Starbucks workers going on strike this week, and it's all over the new dress code. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when Starbucks announced it. Baristas need to be wearing a black shirt along with black, blue, or khaki pants. Well, apparently, mainly it's the black shirt from what I gather. Well, apparently that's rubbing a lot of the unionized Starbucks workers the wrong way, and they're willing to go on strike for it. The baristas argue that the dress code won't improve operations or make their jobs any easier, and they want to be able to wear shirts of whatever color they wanted, like they have been for the past several years. They also said it puts a financial strain on employees who now have to go out and buy a black shirt, to which I would respond, everybody owns a black shirt. Let's be honest. Everyone has one, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe some aren't work appropriate because
it can be button up. It can be short sleeve. It can be long sleeve. It just got to be a black shirt.
What if I have a blackless black top that I want to wear?
That's a good point.
It's blackless?
Backless.
Meaning it has no back. Mm-hmm. Black. I don't know about that, but it needs to be one. Look, Starbucks also said they would provide 2 Starbucks branded black t-shirts free of charge to all the employees. They couldn't guarantee that they would get them by the time the new dress code went into effect, but like, they're like, hey, we'll give you a black t-shirt. Are you, Selena, where are you at with the strike? We usually support our striking workers and get the things that you're demanding, but all over a black t-shirt.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that have uniforms. I'm sorry. I just can't. I don't know. This one seems a little out there.
Yeah, this one doesn't do it for me. I'm not standing with my Starbucks. I stand with our Starbucks workers. We love you guys. We appreciate you.
Yes.
But like,
they want to express themselves, you guys.
But a lot of places have
express
uniforms.
Express yourselves on your own time.
Yeah, what you go walk into a hospital, what if they could just wear whatever they want and they're not in scrubs now?
That'd be kind of cute.
Selena adheres to our strict dress code here every day. She wears the same black leggings hoodie. And black hoodie leggings, every single day so that she is in compliance.
It's not the same exact one.
Code.
I have different ones that look
the same one, you guys. Like, the leggings are the exact same ones every day.
I wore flared leggings yesterday. These are not flared leggings.
She just
unpinned them. The same pair. Whatever. But anyways, yeah, this strike, I'm not hitting the picket lines today at 1 p.m. down by City Hall. Let's put it that way.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. Happy hump day! I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. A lot of talkbacks coming through. Grammy, you were just talking about the treasure.
Yeah, somebody posted on Reddit that they had hidden about $10,000 worth of gold and other treasures here in San Francisco. We read some of the clues, and then someone left us a talkback saying, because this was just posted yesterday on Reddit, and treasure hunters all excited. We were. I know I was getting my shovel and my metal detector to go out today and look for it, and then someone left us a talkback like, nah, they already found it.
Okay, so I'm on Reddit, I'm online, I'm everywhere. I can't find that this treasure has been found. I think that listener called in and left you a talkback to trick you guys, to steer you away from trying to find the treasure, because he's trying to find the treasure, and he knows you guys are smart enough to find the treasure, he's trying to get the listeners that maybe now they're on it to try to find the treasure, to get them away from trying to find the treasure, because that's what's going on, because I can't find anywhere that it's been found. Graham, you gotta look this up. You guys, look, do some research.
Oh my God! What if we are being bamboozled?
Yeah, he's just trying to throw us off the scent. Yeah, come on. I don't know. I've looked around some different news stories. I haven't found any confirmation yet
that it's been found.
But I don't know. I got to go down some Reddit
rabbit holes.
The Google AI overview, I think, says yes. So we'll see.
Dang it. But unless Google's been tricked
too.
Google wants to find the treasure. We were also talking about Starbucks employees. They're walking out. They don't like the new dress code that's being enforced.
Good morning, guys. Yo, Starbucks used to be that place where you could super be like an individual. I mean, you could get your appetite killed walking in there. Some people got big-ass discs in their ears and tattoos all over their face and arms, and they just look grimy. But it's a safe haven for people that want to express themselves that way. And now they got a dress all square bear? I'm sorry. I'm on their side.
Me too. I am.
Yeah, I feel like people should be able to express themselves. And you can with the discs in your ears and the tattoos on your face. I just don't feel like having to wear a black t-shirt is that big of a deal.
I just don't either. Yeah. You can still, like you said, you can still have crazy hair and discs in your ears and all. You can do all other stuff. Yeah. And it's just a black shirt.
I guess.
We have one more talk back here. Earlier this morning, we got someone who left a talk back from the outskirts of Mexico City. Graham, you made a comment that maybe this might be our furthest listener.
Yeah.
Away from the
listening
Bay Area.
Listening on the iHeartRadio app. Is anyone listening from farther away? We wondered.
So, aloha, everybody. Good morning. This is Patty calling from Honolulu, Hawaii. So, yeah, Mexico City, I don't think is the farthest listener that you guys have. Aloha, mahalo.
Oh, my God.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, now I had to look that up to verify that her claim is true. And thank you for listening, Patty, from so far away, all the way in Honolulu. And she is correct, but it's a lot closer than I would have expected. I got San Francisco to Honolulu, 2,397 miles. Here to Mexico City, 2,214 miles.
So it is pretty close.
It is pretty close. And that guy that left us the talk back earlier said he was somewhere on the outskirts of Mexico City. So say he's farther south in the southernmost outskirts. Maybe it's, I mean, they could be tied for all we know.
Who knows?
We're going to have to get a really, really long tape measure. That's the only way to figure this out and settle it.
All right, now let's get down to serious business, you guys. We have Crazy Cash in a second. Hang on. We have a pool party.
That's right.
You need to get your tickets to because this thing is going to sell out. Don't say we didn't warn you. 21 and up on May 24th. If you want to party with Graham and I at Great Resort Casino, and Steve Aoki is going to be there. We're going to try to get him to cake Graham in the face.
We are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was my plan.
I saw him caking some people last night in San Jose at that block party thing. It looked awesome, and he brought a lot of cakes. And so if I was the one with my face through the big sign, what the hell, cake me.
Now, Grayton, if you've never been, they have, like, the most amazing setup for pool parties. We did a couple last year. They were so much fun. They have, like, day beds and cabanas and stuff that you could rent out for the day so you can have a good spot for the show. And the pool is nice. We're going to be there. Are we bringing some chug mugs? We should bring some chug mugs.
We definitely should.
We got to bring some chug mugs. But if you want to go buy your tickets, you got to go now to graytonresortcasino.com/pool because, again, it is going to sell out. And we really want to hang out with you Memorial Day weekend.
So, and did you mention the social media contest that today's the last day to enter?
Oh, go now. JV Morning Show.
Yep.
And enter the contest.
Yes. It's pinned on our Instagram. So go check it out. And it's super simple. Just follow what's in the caption.
Do that. And today's the last day. Okay. Now back to some other serious business. I'm on Reddit, you guys. They found the treasure.
Yeah,
they found it. They even posted, well, that went a lot faster than anyone anticipated.
Does it say who?
You can find that info here, and then they posted about something about why, and then where. I don't know yet, but that information. But they did. They have found it.
We don't got your treasure, but we got your $1,000. At least there's that. Crazy Cash does happen every hour on Wild.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh no, Jess just ran out. It's that time in the morning.
Oh. Yeah, she's bathroom in the bath. She's in the bathroom. She just texted me, Selena, this one sounds bad. She said her insides busted open more violently than two sumo wrestlers colliding on a Twinkie.
Oh, no.
Splat. Oh. So thoughts and prayers be with Jess this morning. Everyone think good thoughts. That sounds rough.
Yes, positive vibes for Jess.
Aloha. Good morning. Hola.
This is Cindy calling. I am calling from Hawaii, Kapolei, Hawaii. I think that's a little further west than Honolulu. I just want to let you know that I listen to you. I love my JV morning. Everybody is the bomb. You get me going all the way since I moved out here. Thank you so much for all that you do, and I know that JV would be very, very proud of all of you. Mahalo.
Hey, thank Mahalo. You so much. Well, oh my God, we got listeners in Hawaii. This is so exciting.
Listen to that. Yeah, we were kind of wondering this morning who's listening to us on the iHeartRadio from the furthest distance away, because we had a guy that listens from the outskirts of Mexico City.
Yeah.
And then we had another listener that listens every morning from Honolulu. And then this
Look
listener just said, hold
this.
My beer. I'm actually farther west than that island in Hawaii. And right now, I think she's...
I think
the
she's winning.
Number one seed. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that talk back.